today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 1-800-259-9231. And that is the SACL CAI toll free line as we launch into the first hour. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Start things out. A tragic story. And it's tragic because you've got two of the worst government agencies working together to ruin people's lives.
FEMA and the IRS?
Nope, nope. Try again.
Worst government
agencies. I mean, those
agencies.
Are two bad ones. I mean, they're all pretty bad, but these are two of the worst. As far as ruining lives are concerned.
DEA.
Yeah, okay, that's one.
Now
the other one's not federal. Local.
A local agency?
Well, state run.
I don't know.
CPS, Child Protective Services.
Okay.
Now, I've never seen a story with these two organizations working together to destroy somebody's life, but it has happened, and I'm sure this isn't the first time it's happened, but this is the first time we've had a story about it. The story's from the Drug War Chronicle at stopthedrugwar.org. Ronnie Knowles never saw it coming. The church-going businessman, husband, and father of three young girls knew he was taking a risk when he opened a medical marijuana dispensary in Corona, a suburban community in the high desert of Riverside County, east of Los Angeles. In fact, we've got a station out in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Although he had played by the rules, obeyed all state laws, and successfully battled the city in court to stay open, Knowles knew there was a chance of trouble with law enforcement. He knew there was a chance of the federal DEA coming down on him, as it has done with at least 40 other dispensaries this year alone. And we've certainly seen these stories. We've talked about them. I mean, we haven't talked about all 40 because they're all the same. I mean, essentially what happens is the DEA shows up, kicks in the door of the dispensary, you know, they're armed to the teeth, and goes in and steals their marijuana, steals their cash, and usually doesn't arrest anyone.
Yeah.
Now, there are exceptions where they do arrest people, but usually they don't. They just go in, rob the place, and then leave.
Yeah, it's strange activity. It doesn't really make any sense.
Oh, it makes sense. They get money and marijuana from the
operation. How can they take money? How can they take stuff from people that they haven't charged them with due process to take?
Well, if they charge somebody, then it can be challenged in court.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't charge somebody, then you can't do anything.
I suppose you could bring suit against them for doing it.
Good luck. For the most part, you can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're extremely wealthy and just full of free time to sue the DEA. Of course, you know, the odds of you actually winning against the DEA in federal court, not so great.
Well, you certainly would have to pay for it versus the DEA, which would make just everybody pay for their court case.
So, when the DEA finally did come down on him, it was far worse than he ever imagined. At 6 a.m. on July 17th, the quiet of Knowles' suburban neighborhood was disrupted by the whir of hovering helicopters as heavily armed DEA agents stormed his home and collective. They seized cash and marijuana, seized his property, seized his personal and business bank accounts. They then arrested him on federal marijuana charges. But that wasn't enough for the DEA. The raiders also called Child Protective Services. With Knowles already hustled off to jail, his wife sitting handcuffed in a police car and his home in shambles after being tossed by the DEA, CPS social workers said his three children were endangered and seized them, too. Knowles and his wife were also charged with felony child endangerment. Now, this is a businessman. He's not some scummy guy living in a shack, starving his children or anything like that. The three girls, ages 1, 3, and 5, were held in protective foster care, with Knowles and his wife only being able to see them during a one-hour supervised visit each week. He said, "My oldest girl thought she was being punished for doing something wrong. When we went to visit her, she said..."
So how were they able to visit? They weren't in jail?
I guess he got out.
And then they didn't give his kids back?
No, they're endangered, according to CPS.
Oh, God. I thought they took him because he was locked up.
No. Well, I mean, that was the I'm sure that was the first reason, but they were charged also with felony child endangerment. So, apparently having a marijuana business is endangering children somehow. Not quite sure how that works. Maybe you can explain it to me. 800-259-9231. But his daughter was confused. The five-year-old said, he says that when we went to visit her, she said, "Daddy, we're ready to come home now. We promised to be good."
Mm.
But the Nalls couldn't tell their children the only thing that would comfort them, that they would be coming home soon. That would violate CPS regulations because it might not be true.
Right.
In fact, it took 5 weeks of hearings and heartache before a family court judge decided the children would indeed be safe with their parents. But the child endangerment charges still stand. Null says, I was numb, totally flabbergasted, outraged, and left speechless. They told my wife we were endangering the kids because of the medicine we had in the house, but we only had some in a refrigerator in the garage that has an alarm door and my own medicine in a locked container in my office. The DEA broke that lock. So remember, the DEA called CPS after they trashed the house and did all that damage. Would they treat us that way if it had been prescription Xanax? The DEA was not apologetic about its handiwork. A DEA spokesbureaucrat confirmed that its people had called CPS. They said, at any time we do an operation where children are present, we have a responsibility to call CPS. But we don't make the decision about whether the children are endangered. While it would not discuss the particulars of the Nalls case, the CPS department denies that medical marijuana use or presence is a reason for removal of children on the filing of endangerment or the on the filing of endangerment charges. Susan Lowe, director of the bureaucracy, says drugs alone does not constitute a reason for removal. More relevantly, the issue of medical marijuana doesn't constitute a reason for us to remove the children. There have to be other issues present that indicate neglect or abuse. That claim brought a sharp response from the attorney who represented Nalls, James Anthony, on land use issues related to his dispensary when he supported Lowe's statement of the Riverside County CPS policy. While he supported it, he said it didn't reflect reality in the county, saying, as a medical cannabis activist attorney and a friend of the Nalls family, I would say it's very good news and seems to reflect a change of position or a position held at the top that hasn't filtered down yet to the working staff of CPS. So what he's saying is that the executive of CPS is saying, no, marijuana, that's not a reason for child endangerment charges. But apparently it was a reason for the lower level bureaucrats to file those charges. So apparently there's a disconnect as far as communications are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
The low-level bureaucrats just apparently didn't get the word that having marijuana in the house wasn't a problem.
But it's California.
Well, Riverside County CPS has an alarming reputation as quick to take children out of medical cannabis households and to press endangerment charges, said the attorney. The position the director laid out is exactly as it should be. Medical cannabis is no more relevant to the best interest of children than any prescription drug. The California Supreme Court said as much when it said that medical cannabis is as legal as any prescription drug. In the Nalls case, what does the agency allege as the neglect or abuse? Two loving parents? A nice middle-class home? Parents who care enough to avail themselves of legal, harmless medicine to keep themselves well? The only abuse I'm aware of at the Nalls home was the abuse done by federal law enforcement when they invaded that home without warning and heavily armed, terrorizing those poor children for no reason at all. Can you imagine what that must be like for a five-year-old?
It's got to be awful. It's got to be like stormtroopers coming into the house. Give us the children! I mean, it's got to be terrible.
I can't even begin to imagine what that situation would be like. How someone who is less than 10 or even less than 15 would handle that situation, but especially a young person.
Yeah, and there's no reason the federal government should be involved in enforcement of drug laws. That's a state issue, and the state cops can deal with it, and the state has dealt with it in California.
But well, you're right. There is no reason for the feds to be involved, but if they are going to come in and arrest somebody, do you really need to bring in helicopters and an armed SWAT team to bust a businessman who's running a medical marijuana dispensary?
Doesn't make any sense.
What is the point of all this? What is the point of this show of force? Is it just simply scare the crap out of people?
I think it is because they just don't want to give up on the drug war. They don't want to give up on the war on marijuana, which is going to change everything in the drug war.
Says the DEA could have called me, this is the lawyer, and I would have advised my client to turn himself in. It's not like he was hiding. If CPS wants to charge someone with child abuse, they should start with the DEA. Under their own standards as described here, there's no basis to prosecute Anisha Nalls for anything. If there is any child abuse involved, it's coming from the state, says the executive director of the National Coalition for Child Protection Reform, which is what we see over and over again when CPS and DHS or DCF, they're different names in different states.
Yeah.
When these child protection government organizations come in and take kids from a household, they usually put them into the foster system, which there are some good foster parents out there, but there's also a chance you're going to get a molester or some sick weirdo who's going to lock your kid in a closet and starve him to death. So, I don't know if it's really that much of a better situation in the government's care. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're tired, irritable, emotional, and not sleeping well. Well, you've heard the saying, take a pill. Well, now you can. Four of them, in fact. All part of a wonderful new, easy-to-take vitamin supplement called Good Days, designed to support positive mood and emotional well-being, along with clarity of thinking, increased energy, better health and disease prevention, and even a better night's sleep. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. You can feel better, and Good Days can help. Unlike most supplements, these wonderful new vitamins were designed to support physical and emotional good health, with natural ingredients such as omega-3s and herbs and botanicals. I'm so certain that you'll love this new supplement. I want to send you a free 30-day supply right now. Come on, feel good, be happy, make Good Days part of your good life. Call now.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-967-6727. 800-967-6727. 800-967-6727.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, You can go back for not just a week, but an entire year, right there on the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. And I know for a fact we've got some new listeners tonight in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, listening on WKBK 1290.
Welcome, WKBK.
Yes, and so these are people that have never heard the show before, many of them. And so we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com and see what you've been missing.
Yeah, for those of you who have never heard the show before, it's a little shocking sometimes. We take positions on the show that people that you've likely never heard before. But if you keep listening, there's a certain amount of consistency to it. And then if you keep listening beyond that, there's a certain amount of logic to it. And if you keep listening beyond that, well, you're going to believe everything we do.
Well, we disagree on things, Mark, you and I, and we'll have those conflicts over time. But anyway, welcome to our new listeners. Also, welcome to the listeners that usually listen up in Kalispell, Montana on KGEZ. They're joining us for the first time on Saturday nights tonight.
I love KGEZ.
Because they're on for the weekday show, and they're just now adding the Saturday show.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe eventually we'll get on KBK weekdays. We keep our fingers crossed for that. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. By the way, the show is brought to you by SACL CAI. If you own a company that's struggling to collect money from past due accounts, you know that they're problematic not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but you find yourself sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on those accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from your principal operations.
Right.
SACL CAI liberates you from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top of the page.
If you've got a company that produces widgets or whatever it is that you do, you don't need to be spending your time trying to collect bills. Let somebody else do that.
So what I want to know is, we started the show out tonight with a story from California, another tragic story that didn't have to happen. In case you don't know, in 1996, the voters in California passed a referendum that made it legal for California people to get a prescription from a doctor and then go and purchase legally from real businesses that are open publicly. You could go in and purchase marijuana for a variety of different problems. Marijuana has been found to be very helpful for people with AIDS and cancer. It helps them keep down their medicine. It helps people with glaucoma. It helps people with multiple sclerosis. I mean, there are so many different things that this drug really is wonderful to help people with.
I don't know that it's a drug, but this, herbal remedy.
Any chemical that alters your body chemistry is technically a drug, as I understand it. So they passed this referendum. And the federal government, ever since, for the last decade, has continued to just say, flip you to California. We don't care about your local laws. It's federal law that matters. And federal law says that marijuana is illegal. Federal law says, in fact, marijuana is as bad as heroin. That's what federal law, that's how federal law treats marijuana. Of course, anybody that's ever smoked marijuana or consumed marijuana in any form knows that's not true. But then again, it's the federal government. They're not really too concerned with the truth. What they're interested in is confiscating your marijuana. So that's what they've been doing for the last decade, is they keep going in and they raid these dispensaries. They steal all their marijuana. Sometimes they arrest people, sometimes they don't. They steal their cash, and then they go away. And then they sit and watch as the dispensary owners and the people behind the scenes there try to get their S together and get some more cash together and reopen their business, because they have patients they're taking care of, people in wheelchairs, that sort of thing.
Right. Imagine how a store would do if, if they a band of brigands supported by the government came in and took all, had the time to take all of their inventory, mm-hmm. and took all their money that they had on hand. I mean, it would be nearly impossible.
But yet, believe it
Here's
or not,
what I want to know mm-hmm. is, there's a certain amount of security you can have in your business. It's called a safe. You can take the money that you have on hand and put it in a safe.
Mm-hmm.
Does the DEA hold a gun on the manager of the dispensary and say, open the safe now, or we shoot you?
Just like a common criminal. I bet they do. Because they are after that cash, my friend. And so my question is, in this story we were talking about, not only did they take the marijuana and take the cash, but they took the kids, too. They took the children of the owner of the medical marijuana dispensary in Riverside, California. And I want to know if there's anybody out there listening to this show right now that thinks to themselves, yeah, that's what they should have done. Yeah, take those kids away from those parents. Somebody who agrees with what the DEA did. I don't care if you're in law enforcement or if you're just a regular person. If you are on the side of the DEA, can you please explain your position? 800-259-9231.
And, you know, there has to be 51% of the people out there that agree with this, because the people that support big government would have you believe that, in fact, this is all, you know, that
this is what the people want.
Everything that the government does, they do in the name of a majority of the people.
Right.
So don't 51% of the people out there think that the taking away of these children and giving them to the foster homes is a good thing?
So that's what I want to know. The number is 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we go to the phones, to the fun. Josh in Washington, listening on KUSA. Hey, Josh.
Hey, I was listening to this, this deal down in California with DEA, CPS. I, you know, this is just the start of it. This is communistic. It isn't going to get any better. Well, this is just big government coming in, trampling over little people. And if the voters don't start watching who they're voting into power here before long, we're going to lose more and more and more of our rights.
Yep, you're absolutely right about that.
This stuff needs to stop. And it's right up to the American people to make it end. And it starts right at home.
Now, do you think that the only way to stop it is to change the federal government, is to elect new people into the federal government?
I think that the whole Congress itself needs to be overhauled. I think that people need to start calling back people that have been in there, congressmen and senators who have been in there longer than they should be as far as a normal term is considered.
Isn't the re-election rate for incumbents like 97% or 96% or something like that? It doesn't seem like anyone's really interested in calling them back.
Well, you know, people better wake up, because if they don't, it's going to be martial law here. I mean,
right.
We're right now stressing over Pakistan. Well, it's going to be right here.
Did you know that, was it the Military Commissions? I know, it was Defense Authorization Act, I think, of 2007, that essentially repealed posse comitatus in this country, to where now, if indeed something happens, they can use almost anything as an excuse, natural disaster, or some sort of terrorist thing, they can come in there and they can use the military as a police force in the United States. They can do that legally now. Did you even know that?
I did. And in fact, I think if there was another terrorist attack here, and with the elections coming up and everything, I think Bush can even stay in power.
Some people have been speculating about that. There was similar speculation back in 2004, obviously, that it didn't happen. And I expect we'll continue to see that speculation on the rise, especially as Ron Paul continues to get more and more popular. And as you may be aware, Ron Paul's the only candidate of all the Democrats and Republicans who wants to shut down the DEA, which is a very sensible position, in my opinion. Josh, do you have any other thoughts?
Well, shutting down the DEA would be a start, that's for sure.
It would.
Some other government agencies that are failing.
He wants to shut down the IRS, too.
Right. I think he has a laundry list of alphabet agencies that he'd like to shut down. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it.
Sure.
800-259-9231. It's easy to find people who agree with us on ending the drug war. Where are the drug warriors? Why don't you defend the status quo? Do you understand that your position is indefensible? Is that why you aren't calling in? This is Free Talk Live.
The following is a paid announcement.
Hello, truth seekers. Get ready to write down some important information. Why do 42% of Americans think our government lied about the events of September 11th? Is there proof 9/11 was an inside job?
ReflectingPoolFilm.com.
The Reflecting Pool is an intense, sobering investigation into the most controversial tragedy of our time. The world premiere is this Saturday, 9 p.m. at the Cinema Paradiso in Fort Lauderdale.
ReflectingPoolFilm.com.
The Reflecting Pool questions the official version of September 11th. Drawn from established sources and based on verifiable facts, The Reflecting Pool is a thought-provoking search for truth. See it at the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival, Cinema Paradiso, 9 p.m. Saturday night.
ReflectingPoolFilm.com.
Be one of the first to see The Reflecting Pool. You'll be amazed and maybe terrified.
ReflectingPoolFilm.com.
This Saturday, 9 p.m. at the Cinema Paradiso in Fort Lauderdale.
ReflectingPoolFilm.com.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you call Sears at 1 800 248-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12-107. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. So enjoy those on us, including the wiki. There's over 1,400 pages that were created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. And it's free, of course. So head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. W-I-K-I. Wiki.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money or the credit to buy one? MyPCCredit.com is your answer. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to MyPCCredit.com. Finance your new computer to get today. That's MyPCCredit.com.
800-259-9231. We can talk more about marijuana, but we'll take your calls about anything. That is the point of Free Talk Live. You call in, bring up what you want. It's up to you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mark in Indianapolis. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man. What's on your mind, sir?
Not much. I was wondering, well, in regard to the issue you guys were talking about with the DEA, and this overall federal government is completely out of control without, you know, any... I guess, voter or citizen, argument against what they're doing. I was wondering if the Ron Paul whole crusade, you know, campaign for president doesn't work out, is there a movement there in the Free State Project for actual secessionism, or...
There's nothing explicitly
organized necessarily, but there are definitely people here in New Hampshire, whether they be free staters or whether they just be regular New Hampshireites that have lived here their whole lives, there are definitely people that are interested in that idea. In fact, there are secession movements in California, Vermont.
Yeah, there's 22 movements right now all over the country. I mean, for South Carolina's got one for kind of a theocratic state. Vermont has one for, you know, socialist one. I'm just thinking,
right. How cool would it be? I was going to say, how cool would it be if Vermont seceded and became just a socialist, just garbage land, and then New Hampshire seceded and became this wonderful free market land? That would be just so awesome. It would be a wonderful study in contrast, too.
Right. Well, we just can't keep seceding the government. I mean, with the government just putting out money left and right, you know, the trillion-dollar world we have now, taxes and everything else, it's got to come to an end sooner or later.
I totally agree. I don't think if Ron Paul doesn't get elected in 2008, I will just completely flush the federal government. I have no interest in trying to reform it.
See,
it's impossible to get under control.
I'm not for secession. I would
even if Ron Paul doesn't win. I mean, 4 years later, there's going to be some more damage done, man.
Well, you know, look, I'm just not for secession right now. You know, when the time comes for secession, I'll talk to you about secession.
When will
today.
You know? When will it be time?
It's not today.
Well, right. Mark, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay. People have been talking about this for years. You know, hear every generation saying, we want to change government, we want to change the world. Well, everyone's failed, you know, and all these movements have failed. The one you guys got going on sounds like it can work. And I always think if the government gets more tyrannical and it's more out of control, out of, you know, control where people can have something to say about it, then more people are going to be moving there.
Yeah. Mark, thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate the thoughts. 800-259-9231. I agree with you, Mark. Now isn't necessarily the time for secession. People aren't upset enough yet at what the federal government is doing. It hasn't really, all of the tyranny hasn't really hit home for most Americans. But I think as more people start to wake up to the message of liberty, and Ron Paul is helping a lot of Americans wake up to that message, more so than ever in the past, as they start to understand that liberty is important, and then they start to understand that the federal government could give a flip about their liberty, and that it's been taking it away week after week after week with law after law after regulation, maybe they will get upset enough to start thinking, you know, it doesn't seem like we can do much to change this federal government. Screw it. Let's pull out.
I guess I you know, that has to happen more for me to get to that point, because I'm just not there.
All right. 800-259-9231, if you want to comment on secession. Is it viable? If there were enough people interested in secession, could it happen? Or are you paranoid and do you think the federal government's going to roll in tanks on whichever state decides to secede first? Because it might not be New Hampshire. It might be Vermont. I think that they've probably got the most farthest mature, I guess.
They're getting more press than anybody else.
Right. The most mature, noteworthy secessionist movement up there. And if Vermont secedes, I'll be cheering them on. Because if Vermont secedes, that'll pave the way for whichever state is next to secede, whether it be Wyoming or Montana or New Hampshire or California. Because it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that the socialists
would hate to see California go. I can tell you that.
Sure they would.
It's got a huge economy.
But they want
to go. The size of France. It's like the seventh economy in the world.
People
California.
Have been talking about the entire West Coast seceding. Because the West Coast, in the urban areas, is mostly just dominated by socialists.
Socialists show up wherever there's money.
Okay, true.
Because they need to suck off of that
money. But you agree that the urban centers of California are probably more socialist than the urban centers of Montana.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So
our urban centers in Montana, it's not that urban in Montana, you know?
Well, whatever you want to consider, whatever the population zones are, okay?
Sure.
Wherever the most population is.
But, I mean, you know, they're hard to compare.
All I'm saying is, Mark, there's more socialists on the West Coast. That's
yes.
all I'm saying. And I think they should be able to split off, because I don't want those people deciding how I should live my life over here 3,000 miles away or 2,000 miles away.
Right. They're voting for a president that, you know, they're voting for somebody entirely different than you would ever vote for.
And the fact is, there are different value sets, even from town to town and from individual to individual. So the idea that this federal government can somehow know what's best for everybody is absolutely absurd. And I just love the idea. 800-259-9231. In fact, some interesting things are changing. Things are shifting in a much more positive direction. We started the show talking about marijuana and the raids going out in California. And Drew Carey has done his own show talking about that very same issue. Drew Carey, nationally known comedian, host of The Price is Right now. According to the Associated Press, Bob Barker's famously closed each episode of The Price is Right with a pitch to spay and neuter pets. His successor is taking a stand on a more controversial subject, marijuana. Drew Carey won't tout toking up on The Price is Right, but he defends the use of medical marijuana in a video posted online this week on Reason.tv. I watched it actually earlier this morning, and it's very, very good. It's not, you know, it's very short. It's only a 10-minute little segment, but it's sort of in that same vein as some of the other recent well-done documentaries that have been completed on the medical marijuana issue. He says, "Smell that smell," says the 49-year-old comedian as he walks into an L.A. medical marijuana dispensary. "That's the smell of freedom." The video is one of 20 Carey will host for the Reason Foundation, a nonprofit educational group whose ideas some people call libertarian and whose mission is to advance freedom, said President David Knott. Carey offered to produce brief documentaries on topics ranging from traffic congestion, which was the first one that he did, to immigration for the foundation's website. Drew Carey connects with regular people. He's a regular guy. He has a regular guy's look at things, and that's why this seems like a great thing, he said. "We're interested in freedom across the spectrum, and good journalism about those subjects is important in the world of ideas." It's Carey's everyman appeal that helped him land the coveted job of the host of Price is Right, but executives from CBS and Fremantle Media that produces Price had no comment Thursday about Carey's extracurricular work. Carey also declined to comment Thursday, but he's not shy about his position on medical marijuana. In the video, he says, "I think it's clear by now the federal government needs to reclassify marijuana. People who need it should be able to get it safely and easily." Though medical marijuana might be controversial, medical media experts and fans of The Price is Right said Carey's political punditry will have little, if any, effect on the stalwart show or the comedian's career. His longtime celebrity publicist said 20 years ago, "This would have been career suicide. But in the early part of the 20th century, a guy like Drew Carey can come out with his position and it will not injure him." So the fact that the experts are looking at this and saying, "Hey, no big deal," that's pretty exciting. The fact that Drew Carey even stepped out of his role as comedian or host of a game show to take on political issues, to take on these very controversial subjects. Well, we think they're controversial, but no one ever calls in to disagree with us on marijuana. 800-259.
People know that it's not nearly as harmful as alcohol. The vast majority of people know that.
1-800-259-9231. So this shows, the example about Drew Carey shows we're going down a very positive road, at least in some aspects. At least in the country's acceptance of this as an idea of legalizing, decriminalizing marijuana. More on the way. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X-Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X-Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Lawns, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even a fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and amp up. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. And the idea is, we give you the website for free, and then we ask you to just send us a few bucks a month if you like the show, and you want to help get us on more radio stations across the country, and therefore spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. And you get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in line, AMP-only forum and chat room. All of the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Drew Carey has come out of the closet. Well, he's not a gay man, but in support of marijuana. Now, we don't know if Drew is a marijuana consumer.
He doesn't say that, and I wouldn't if I were him.
But he's awfully friendly towards it, and he has definitely taken a very strong position in favor of decriminalization reclassification.
I believe in decriminalization of marijuana, and I don't smoke it.
You have, though.
I have in the past.
Right. So, according to the story from the Associated Press, they're interviewing some industry experts. One of the celebrity publicists says that 20 years ago, if some celebrity came out in favor of marijuana or medical marijuana, it would have been career suicide. But nowadays, it's not a big deal anymore. And I think that's an indicator that there's something happening to people in America, to where they're coming to the point where they're understanding that it's just been wrong to put people in jail cells for this. Last year alone, over 800,000 Americans were arrested for marijuana, and most of it was for possession, just simple possession.
Yep.
That's more than the population of Delaware that was arrested for marijuana.
It's crazy.
I think people are understanding now that marijuana is a drug that is used by millions of Americans, by probably a lot of the people listening to this show right now. And if you aren't a user, then you probably know someone who does. Whether or not you know if they do or not doesn't matter. Fact is, one of your friends or family members or coworkers is likely a marijuana consumer. And their life would not be any better off if they got busted and thrown in a jail cell for
right.
several nights.
Even if you disagree with the use of marijuana and you think it's a bad thing, isn't jail worse? You know, if just imagine
and a record,
you know, just imagine whomever it is that you know in your life that's done marijuana and you think that it's done terrible things to them. Imagine how much worse off they'd be right now if they had a big, long prison sentence to go with it.
Sean Wells, a 32-year-old office worker from Taylorville, Illinois, who's identified himself online as a Price is Right fan, said in a telephone interview that Kerry's political self-expression is not going to impact me whatsoever. He said, in this day and age where everything is electronic, everybody knows everything about everyone. 20 years ago, Drew Kerry could have had the same views and nobody would have known it or thought anything of it. Older Price viewers could be turned off by Kerry's politics, but I don't think it'll make a huge difference, says the publicist. Since Kerry is so new to Price is Right, he's taking a risk speaking out on such a controversial topic, says one of the women that runs the Price is Right fan site. People are naturally connecting him with the show, but his outspokenness could earn him new fans. The younger generation could learn something. She added that medical marijuana video doesn't affect whether or not I watch the show at all. Price is Right is an icon in and of itself. I don't think Kerry's videos would stop people from watching. I mean, can you imagine somebody would boycott the Price is Right because Drew Kerry thinks that people should be able to smoke marijuana for medicinal purposes?
Somebody might.
I can't hardly even imagine who that would be, unless it was like a DEA front group or an ONDCP front group or something like that. Partnership for the Drug-Free America. You know, form some little sub-corporation and make it look like people care about this.
Well, somebody who had strong feelings, you know, in that direction might.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231, and we've gone through almost the entire hour now, and still no one has called in to defend the actions of the DEA.
They never do.
I just hope that I can egg them into it one of these days.
Every once in a while you get a drug warrior call, but it's rare.
It is rare. I mean, like once a year we'll get a drug warrior calling into this show. And I think that's another good sign. I mean, the fact is we can't dig up people to defend this thing.
Won't
come on the air to defend it either. The organizations, the Mothers Against Drunk Driving, I realize it's not a drug war organization, but they're not interested in talking to us. They don't want to answer questions. Again, I guess it's because they don't want to really have to defend this. They don't have to defend the status quo. Things are the way they want them to be. And so
they don't need to defend the drug war. You go to jail if you don't agree with what they have to say.
Anyway, you can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Time for some corrupt cop stories. We haven't done these in a little while. New Haven, Connecticut. Since we're talking about the war on drugs, you have to understand that if it weren't for the war on drugs, we wouldn't have very many corrupt cops at all.
No, there wouldn't.
There wouldn't be anything to
the
really corrupt
them. The
easy
money wouldn't ruin these people's lives. You know, they wouldn't make bad decisions. They wouldn't go to jail. Their families wouldn't be ruined.
But while drugs are illegal, there's serious money in distributing them, and so in New Haven, Connecticut, the former head of the New Haven Police Drug Squad, the head of the drug squad, admitted last Friday to stealing tens of thousands of dollars left by the FBI in a corruption sting and taking thousands more in bribes from bail bondsmen. William White, 63, pleaded guilty to one count of theft of government property and one count of conspiracy to take bribes. The flamboyant White, a 39-year veteran, was New Haven's top narc throughout the 1990s and collected much of the evidence used by federal anti-crime task forces to break up drug dealing organizations in New Haven and Bridgeport, but was always shadowed by allegations of evidence fixing and missing drug money. He went down when the FBI caught him on video stealing $27,500 from the trunk of a car he was told belonged to a drug dealer. During the investigation, White also boasted that he'd made a lot of money off of bail bondsmen by accepting bribes to help them find fugitives, a service police should provide in the normal course of business. That led to the bribery conspiracy charge. Legal documents introduced in court also show that at least one case of detectives manufacturing evidence to bolster a potential drug prosecution. Charges were dropped in that case. White was fired after his arrest. Police Chief Francisco Orti later disbanded the narcotics unit, and some of its cases were turned over to the state police, pending a review of the unit's performance. The top drug cop in New Haven, Connecticut, on the squad for 39 years, busted stealing money from what he thought was a drug dealer.
Such a shame.
So, you have to ask yourself, is it just a few bad apples? Or is it just that the few bad apples just happen to make it to the top positions in these bureaucracies? You think this is a coincidence? He's not the only top cop who's been busted for these sorts of things. He's not the only sheriff to get taken down on corruption charges. And you have to ask yourself, if he was doing it after 39 years, if he got caught 39 years into his career, when did he start? When was the first time he stole $1,000 from a little drug bust on the side of the road? When was the first time? And how many times did he do it since then? We'll never know.
As soon as the FBI told him that there was some money in the back of that car, or that car belonged to a drug dealer, he was there, got that money right out, didn't he?
800-259-9241. I don't think the FBI told him that. What happened was the FBI set it up as though it was a drug dealer, and they caught him.
I see.
So he got stung. 800-259-9231. Let's go, ladies first, to Becky in New Hampshire, listening on WKBK. Hey, Becky.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
As far as medical marijuana is concerned, you can't get it here, so the only things a doctor will give me for my rheumatoid arthritis or something that'll rot me from the inside, like Percocet.
Mm.
So you are someone who has tried marijuana and you know it works for you?
Yes, sir.
Now, can you explain what it does? Now, rheumatoid arthritis, that usually manifests in the fingers, or where do you have your rheumatoid arthritis?
All over, because it's in the blood.
Mm.
Okay, so you just hurt, basically, all over
your
body.
Pretty much, yeah.
And is marijuana the best, so far, what you found the best thing to treat that for you?
Yeah, and the closest thing that'll get me to stop hurting, unless it's marijuana, is if I smoke cigars heavily.
And now how much does it take? When you actually load up a pipe of marijuana or you roll a joint, how many hits does it take before you start feeling the effects?
Like, maybe two.
See, this is what's very interesting, Mark. And I wish I could remember the name of the documentary, but Showtime did a documentary recently. It's escaping me at the moment. But the same thing happened there. They showed a woman, actually, a medical marijuana patient, taking hits off of a pipe. And
In
pot we trust. The same thing happened. Within two hits, she was able to speak clearly. She had a speech impediment, and the marijuana helped her speak clearly. So, I mean, it's amazing.
You know, the people that don't believe that marijuana can help people, they're not even looking at people that are helped by this.
Absolutely. In fact, there have been some presidential candidates that have been sort of bird-dogged and asked these questions. They were asked by a man in a wheelchair who said, "This helps me. Will you please stop these federal raids on the marijuana clinics?" And I think Romney, like, turned around and walked away from the guy. Just ignored him.
Well, Romney blew him needs off. To get the stick out of his butt anyway.
Well, yeah. He's a jerk, and they're all jerks. Well, except for Ron Paul. Ron Paul's the only one who actually wants to end this insane war on drugs. And, Becky, we're going to be on WKBK every Saturday night, so hope you'll listen again and call us again. Thank you for the call.
Appreciate it. By the way.
You'll have to talk to us some other time. We appreciate your call. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number two is on the way. In fact, speaking of Little Keene, New Hampshire, we've got a nationally oriented story that's happening right here in Keene. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.